Universal Studios has brought to the screen a uniquely stirring drama of the Old West, The Rare Breed, starring Jimmy Stewart and Maureen O'Hara. And we're honored today to have Mr. Stewart as our special in-person guest. Welcome to our mic. It's certainly a pleasure to have you here again.
Thank you very much.
You've seen westerns and action pictures come and go for quite a few years now. I understand The Rare Breed stacks up with some of the best. Would you agree?
Well, we think this is a good, big action picture. That's what we started out to make. Sort of the theory a lot of people have about making Western, making the outdoor action picture, is to try to get a good, plausible story. The story can be a rather an intimate story. And then to place this intimate story, a good personal story, in front of the big, massive background of the West, of the Old West. And we think we've done that in The Rare Breed. Photography is very important in a picture like this. And I think that you'll find that the photography in this picture is something special. As I say, we started to make a big, boisterous action Western, and I think that's what we got.
And you've got Maureen O'Hara, too, which is also something special. Is it true that you're wearing the same costume in this picture that you wore in Winchester 73 and in several Westerns since?
Pretty much the same outfit. I had to change hats this time. This wasn't voluntary, but the reason I had to change hats is because the old hat that I have worn in every Western I've been in for years and years just started to come apart. It wasn't a very good hat to start with, and it had seen a good bit of service before I started wearing it way back in Winchester 73. Oh, that's 10, 12, 15 years ago. So the poor thing just, what with all the sweat and the beating and the stepping on that it took, it just threw in the sponge. As far as the chaps and the shirt and the boots, they're the same.
I know the story of The Rare Breed concerns the Hereford breed of cattle, which came over from England. Now, what about the ladies who come over from England with the Herefords, Maureen O'Hara and Juliet Mills? Do they have as much impact on you as the cattle do in the picture?
Yes, that's a part of the personal story, the intimate story that I was talking about a little bit ago. Maureen O'Hara and Haley Mills' sister, Juliet Mills, are mother and daughter, and they come over from England with a few of the polled Herefords to introduce into this country. This is founded on fact. This actually happened right back several years after the Civil War, when the West was being settled and when there were these enormous cattle ranches in the southwest part of the country. And this is the story we try to tell here. These two very proper English women introducing polled Hereford cattle to a bunch of wild cowboys and sort of getting subjected to the Wild West as we know it.
And you've got a couple of formidable antagonists in the picture. Brian Keith, the ranch baron, who's got his eye on Maureen O'Hara, and Jack Elam, who is out to do you in if he can. Elam has tried to do away with you in several of your pictures, hasn't he?
Yes, Jack's been out after me for quite a while. Back in 1953, there was one called The Far Country, another one called Night Passage a few years later than that, and we've been in several other pictures. Jack is a wonderful heavy. Jack has a great face and a great sort of a menace. He's an awful good actor, awful good in the part of the Western bad man.
As Jimmy Stewart continues to be awfully good in the part of the Western good guy, especially in The Rare Breed, which we're certainly going to see before the week is out. Mr. Stewart, our thanks to you for dropping by. As always, it's a pleasure indeed to have you on our show.
Thank you.
James Stewart, star of Universal Studios' The Rare Breed. And this has been Dick Strout reporting from Hollywood, returning you to our main studios.